Dear faithful, please pray for the repose of the soul of our friend Del Mayer, who passed on October 31st. His funeral mass will take place this coming Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. Patrick's. Please pray for him and pray for his wife, Lee, and his family. We could imagine the big excitement in heaven the day before the celebration of All Saints. So I think it should be a good consolation for us to know that, you know, Del was probably welcomed by all these saints before the big celebration. And we can recognize that he didn't want to come on All Saints because I guess his humility would not dare that. So I think it's a beautiful day to die. So please pray for him. He has been one of the pioneers of our congregation in Green Bay. And of course, we will miss him. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. When the apostles suddenly wake up Jesus, he says to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" The apostles' reaction to the storm reflects their lack of complete trust in God. The storm is a symbol of the trials and troubles that each one of us experiences in life. While some are more storm-tossed and some less, in a certain sense, we can say that we are all in the same boat. The apostles did show some confidence in God because they asked Jesus for his help. Jesus was sleeping, but still present in their midst. Sometimes, we get the feeling that God is sleeping and not paying attention to us. The apostles' appeal implied that they had faith in Jesus' power to save them. "Lord, we are perishing. Help us." It's clear from Jesus' words that the apostles were weak in their trust in Jesus. "Of little faith," he said. But not little, like cute. Little as lack of faith. Apparently, they relied their own efforts and appealed to him only as a last resort. They wake Jesus up as if he did not know their plight, and as if he could not help them even as he slept. They also waken him in panic because they are frightened to death. They are near despair, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." With the author of life in the same boat with them, they fear death by drowning. So, it is clear, dear faithful, that they do not yet have complete trust in him. And he is testing them. St. Mark, in his account of the miracle, adds here, "Master, it is no concern to you that we perish?" Then Jesus asked them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Jesus indicated here that faith should drive out fear, which is anxiety about impending evil. Faith includes not only belief in God, but also trust. Trust and confidence in him and his providence. So Jesus puts his finger on the real cause of fear. Not the storm, not the trials, not the temptations, but lack of trust in him. We all need trust in God, which is reliance on the help of another. It contains an aspect also of hope when placed in God. Having confidence, he will give us the grace we need to remain faithful to him, the grace we need to accomplish our duties. During this conversation, Jesus was laying down, continuing to rest, and the storm was raging with violence above them. We see here that Jesus was more concerned about the interior life of faith than he was about the storm and the waves. Then Jesus arose and rebukes the wind and the sea, and there came a great calm. St. Matthew is telling us here that Jesus not only drives out devils, cures the sick, raises the dead, and so forth, he also commands the forces of nature, and they obey him. The apostles were amazed at seeing this, and they said, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" No one can ignore Jesus because he changed things. He made the lame walk, taught the simple, gave sight to the blind, healed the sick, comforted the afflicted, and afflicted the comfortable. His teaching is not complex or exclusive, but simple and applicable to everyone and everywhere, even on a boat shaken by the strength of a big storm. The boat shaken by the waves and wind symbolizes the world. The boat shaken by the waves and wind symbolizes our life. The boat shaken by the waves and wind also symbolizes the Catholic Church. Our tormented epoch, our confusing times, is a good opportunity for us to improve and strengthen our faith in the sanctity of the Church, founded and driven by Christ himself. We should expect storms and trials in this life as a testing of our faith. God does not tempt us. But that's true. He allows us to be tempted by the world, to be tempted by the flesh, to be tempted by the devil. Even when we think God pays no attention to us, we should trust in his concern and power and persevere in prayer and good works, saying, "Lord, help us." Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.